Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. Lots of stuff there that will help you. We got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes on any topic under the Small Business Sun. You can read, listen, ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the poll question on the homepage, et cetera, et cetera. And also you can find the work that Peter Sheehan has deposited with us since he's become a member of our Brain Trust. Peter is our guest, and he's the author of the new book, Making It Happen. It's his sixth book, which have been published around the world. Peter, congratulations on the new book.
Thanks, Jim.
And one of the things you talk about in the book is what you call the five basic competencies that separate those who do things and those who just talk about it. We talked in the previous segment about how to package up your ideas and get it out there, how to position it with the folks that you want to influence. And now let's talk a little bit about that influence. What's that all about?
Well, this is probably my favorite section of the book. If you think about the last 10 years, Jim, there's been an explosion of insight into how the brain works and how people make decisions. I don't think to date we've done a very good job at converting that into what it looks like in a sales situation. How do you compel a buyer to part with his, her time, energy, and money? Just to give you one example, we've discovered that when you leverage what's called abstraction in the sales process, you get much less disagreement. For instance, you and I could argue about Chevys versus Dodgers, but neither of us would argue that cars are a good thing. Mm-hmm. Actually knowing how to utilize skills like that amongst about 35 others that are in the section are just crucial to getting people to write checks.
But isn't influence being affected by the way customers educate themselves and by the way they make the decision process? I mean, increasingly, it seems to me, Peter, and this is some of the work that I've been doing, it seems to me that increasingly customers are making their decisions often, maybe completely, before you even know they exist.
Yeah, you talk. There's three different decisions whenever anyone buys. Number one is I have a need. Now, if they have a need, they're going to go and do the research today, which means they also know which offer they want. And the third decision is the one that matters most in influence, the one that matters today more than it ever did in the buying process, and it's why should I buy it from you? Because once upon a time, as a seller, you'd go in there, you'd knock on enough doors, share enough features, tout enough benefits, and hopefully you'd make the sale. Today, it's much more deeply rooted into what you would call the buyer's aspiration. Who do they want to be aligned with? What brands do they want to partner with? What conversations, to use your words, Jim, from the segment before, what conversations do they want to be a part of?
They have different, the expectation, the development of expectations in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, is a lot different than they were 10, 20 years ago, aren't they? The expectation thing.
Yeah, and for those maybe less familiar with what that looks like, the biggest shift is away from tangibles and towards intangibles.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, you cared about the quality of the stitching, the weight of the fabric, exactly where it was made, all the sort of details, what we would have called features and benefits in the 1990s, maybe even the late 1980s. Today, it's the narrative, it's the story, it's what does it say about me to buy from you?
How do I feel about the values of the company I'm doing business with? Isn't that part of the equation now, too?
Well, how do you construct your story if it's not about do I believe in what this person believes and what they stand for?
Yeah, And once upon a time, we didn't care about the values of the people we did business with. Today, value is the threshold of the relationship. Values are the foundation of it, aren't they?
Yeah, but there's a crucial addition to this, and it doesn't have to be save the world values. You know,
right,
Goldman Sachs still doesn't have a problem attracting really great talent despite all the bad PR. It's just about standing for something, whatever that something is.
Yep.
And that's where you start to find your real point of difference. You don't find your point of difference barely ever in the quality of your product. You find it in the qualities of the people in the business surrounding the product.
Mm-hmm. Wrap this up for us. Put a bow on this discussion.
Well, number one, it's not about sitting on a whiteboard and generating new ideas. You've got half a dozen already that are probably ready to go to market. It's about execution. If you want to go to market and execute, there's five things you've got to nail. Number one, you've got to package it properly. Two, you need to position it with a market need, even if that move means moving the market. Three, you've got to get the buyer to part with his or her money. That's influence. Acceleration we didn't get to, which is all about how do you put your foot on the gas and get a greater return.
Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, this is the issue, right? We get satisfied with a small amount of success. The amount of small businesses out there that should be medium businesses is frightening. And you look at all the bad press we got last week about not creating jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you could get acceleration right, we would create jobs. How do you leverage your existing momentum? How do you partner to find instant scale? How
and see, this is the problem. I don't mean to bring politics into it, but this is the issue, in my opinion, Peter, that the government, the politicians don't get. This is where they're in the way of business, of job developers.
There's no question there is red tape and bureaucracy, but if you're a small business owner and you allow that to be your excuse, then that's still just an excuse, right? You've got to deal with the hand you've
well
got.
Well said. And then reinvention. Tell us about that quickly.
Well, this is for the already been there, done that, super successful entrepreneur who just needs to ante up and have another go. We need people who know how to execute. And if you're one of those people, then stop, you know, don't hang back in your chalet in Aspen. Let's step up and go again because America needs entrepreneur.
But I like my chalet in Aspen, Peter.
I know you do, but this is the whole, you know what, you're never more alive than when you're out there taking risks.
You are right about that. When you got it all hanging out there, you don't nod off in the middle of the day. Peter, give us a website, please. Tell us how we can find you.
www.petersheehan.com, that's SHEAHAN.com, or makingithappenbook.com.
All right, check it out, folks. That's the name of the new book, Making It Happen. Peter, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.